Boy, I miss going on vacation.
Oh, me too.
How's a trip to Fiji sound?
Oh, it sounds lovely.
I've got it on offer.
Have you? Oh, well, that sounds nice. You can go there because the Royalist in me would like to go to Buckingham Palace. I think that's where I'll be going.
Well, I'll wave hello to you from Fiji, shall I, as you're over in England.
Sounds good to me.
We've got all the news and gossip. It's The Source with Cindy and Daz. All the weird and wacky stuff. Stick around.
The weird and wacky week that was. This is The Source with Cindy and Daz, thanks to Byron Bay Peanut Butter.
Adding royal to just about anything will make it feel a whole lot more fancier.
Is that why you wanted me to bring you a royal breakfast this morning?
Absolutely.
Did it feel fancier?
It was very fancy. Thank you for my royal breakfast.
Royally welcome.
It's like the Royal Highness that I'm sitting on at the moment. Hang on, do you call that that's not a Royal Highness, that's a throne.
Well, our listeners probably wondering why you're doing the podcast from the throne, but anyway, wherever it's more comfortable for you.
I'm also not sitting on another human, just putting that out there as well. Good.
That would be uncomfortable for all of us here in the Soul Studio.
Yeah, well, if you're looking for a royal vacation or a holiday, just check out Her Majesty's Royal Caravan.
The caravan.
It's a two-bedroom mobile home you can book for your next holiday in England.
Oh, if we ever get out of Victoria.
Yeah, I know.
It sounds like a plan.
Big dreams today. Don't squash my dreams right now. Park Dean Resorts unveiled the new Royal Caravan, which says it's designed to look like a replica of the Queen's Royal Residence at Buckingham Palace.
That's a good idea.
This is going to be amazing. Clever. Turn your staycation into a royal affair. That's what they're saying. The Regal Caravan, comprising a plush drawing room with chaise lounge, chandelier and monumental thrones to command from.
What's a chaise lounge?
Oh, it's just like a chaise lounge is just like a...
What are you doing?
I know, no one can see me right
designs.
Now.
Designs?
I think that they put a chaise lounge in there to fit in a caravan, just saying.
Is that like one of those L-shaped things?
Kind of, yeah. I don't think that's what the Queen would normally like kick back on Sunday afternoon with her, you know, fluffy socks on.
She would never recliner there, would she?
I don't know. What would she relax in?
Well, she'd be in one of those very plush sofa seats.
Do you think? Oh, okay.
No idea.
Yeah, like an electric one or something, do you think? Do you reckon she'd put her slippers on and call James for a cup of tea?
I think someone would probably put her slippers on themselves for her.
I don't think that you'd get that kind of service in the caravan, but I'm not exactly sure. The resort wrote on its website about the caravan now parked at Caton Bay Holiday Park. Although the open plan kitchen is no place for a royal, this filigree-laced haven will turn any task into a fairy tale. Now, why you want to get into a royal caravan and cook is beyond me, but that's just my opinion.
Some people are so caught up on the royals.
Oh,
I don't want to go and live like one.
In a caravan?
Why not?
The mobile home comes with plenty of royal touches. Here we go. Including chandeliers in every room, including the bathroom, which also comes with a gold-plated toilet and sink.
Hang on. Did you say it's a caravan or a trailer?
It's a caravan.
In every room?
In every room.
How many rooms are in this caravan?
Probably three.
Oh, there's like one room in a caravan. It's like just one big open space.
It might be a big caravan. Have you had a look at these pictures?
No.
I have not either. It's a mobile home. There you go. It's the same, same.
Same, same. Matchy-matchy, mate.
Matchy-matchy. The mobile home comes with plenty of royal touches, including chandeliers in every room, it says. It also has a custom gold and red velvet thrones. There you go.
There's your throne.
A four-poster bed in the master room, and it even has a royal dog bed with gold-plated dog bowls because your four-legged companion are also treated like royalty in this stunning rental.
Is there like an indoor pool? Tennis court?
Yeah, that'd be the toilet, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, you could play ping pong, I suppose, over the little table. It's like, you know, in a caravan when your little table folds out to become the bed. Maybe that's your ping pong table.
I don't think I was ever allowed to play table tennis in the caravan when we were kids.
I don't think you're allowed to play anything in the caravan when you're kids. That's the point. Get outside.
Out to the annex.
To the That's where you play your card games, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. Out there in your Monopoly.
Yep.
Every detail has been kept to the absolute highest standards, with each and every room full of authenticity, transporting its guests to the Queen's lavish abode. The company shared this in a statement. The Queen's lavish abode. Oh, shit, live in a freaking home, mobile home?
We'll settle down a little bit.
Okay. As one may expect, the caravan is rather popular, so reservations are on a first-come, first-served basis. Beyond the caravan itself, guests can easily walk to the Caton Bay and have access to all of the amenities offered at the caravan park.
To be treated like royals when you go to the bay.
Put your thongs on and go to the showers. For those overseas listeners, we call thongs flip-flops that you put on your feet. So,
well, we don't. No, we call thongs thongs.
Thank you.
They call thongs flip-flops.
Good.
Thongs are not the things you wear around your bottom.
No, that's correct.
In
sorry.
Australia. Well, they would be very uncomfortable if you did put thongs on in your, around your backside.
It does say it starts from $210 for a three-night stay.
How much?
$210. Now, I'm it's assuming that's bad. Per night.
£210 or dollars?
It says dollars here.
Well, that's so pretty good.
I don't know if that's been converted. But even if it was $210 a night, I'm not going to lie to you, I'd pay that.
That's pretty good.
To stay there.
Like you say to the Crown here in Melbourne. A lot more than $200 a night. Oh. You don't get chandeliers on the ceilings.
Or gold-plated toilets.
There you go.
Can't
see?
Take your dog's crown.
I'm happy to come along.
All right, let's do that.
And talking about holidays, we would love to get out and just do something, go somewhere, anywhere. Get out the front door would be nice without the police saying, where do you think you're going?
Exactly.
We don't want that.
Nope.
Yasawa Island Resort and Spa in Fiji wants you to know that not only is it open for business, but it's willing to let you have the entire resort to yourself. Thank you very much, Yasawa. How good is that? The resort located on a nearly private, 7,000-acre island is now offering an exclusive buyout package known as the Isolate in Paradise buyout, which can accommodate anywhere from just 1 to 38 guests.
Wow. Okay.
So go by yourself.
Party central.
Or take 37 other people with you.
Okay.
Now, in a statement, they say, whether celebrating a milestone birthday, special anniversary, or seeking to recharge and relax with family and friends, look no further than the idyllic Yasawa Island Resort and Spa Fiji, an unsurpassed sanctuary for sun and fun.
Well, that's all well and good, but how are you going to get there?
Well, we'll just get to that. As far as how much it'll cost you to buy out this incredible space, the resort shared it will run at approximately $14,000 a night with a minimum three-night stay. So there's a nice, cool $42,000 if you don't mind. Divided by 38 people.
Oh.
You can get your calculator out there and just do that for me.
Oh, my gosh.
42,000 divided by 38. I'll continue while you're doing that.
42,000 divided by 38, did you say?
Now, with the buyout, guests gain access to the resort's 11 white sandy beaches, world-class dive sites, an array of water sports, the ability to visit the nearby Blue Lagoon caves, delicious dining options, and a whole heap more. It's only $1,100 each.
Oh,
for three nights in Fiji.
Yeah, all right.
And you got access to 11 sandy beaches.
Well, how are you going
to
get there?
Well, we might get there after lockout.
A little paddle boat.
Or lock through, whatever it's called.
Lock through.
The resort is home to 18 thatched luxury bungalows that all come surrounded by lush tropical plant life.
Lovely.
Each bungalow sits just mere feet from the beachfront, so you can dip your toes in the crystal blue waters whenever you like. Not before or after breakfast, during breakfast.
Right.
That's what we do when we go to Fiji.
Well, I've never been to Fiji.
As the resort describes, the resort is located on one of the most remote and unspoiled islands in Fiji and is a tropical oasis that attracts couples, singles, families and groups from near and far.
Is there wait staff there? Because I don't want to make food myself.
Don't know. The buyout package includes an arrival flower lay.
Oh, lovely.
So you get laid when you get there.
Perfect.
A chilled towel. What's a chilled towel?
Like a cold face washer to wipe your face down and your hands and arms
and
stuff. Or
just jumping straight in the water.
Yeah, no, that's beautiful. That's quite refreshing.
Fresh fruit.
Yep.
Fresh fruit is very early on a Sunday. Fresh fruit. And welcome coconut drink.
Yes.
And all gourmet or gourmet, depends on where you live. Meals and snacks up to 38 people. So it's including everything.
That is amazing.
$1,100. It also includes non-alcoholic beverages.
What?
Now, right up until that point.
Yeah, things were going really well.
Yasawa, you had us.
Non-alcoholic?
Now, you can obviously buy alcoholic drinks, but it does include non-alcoholic beverages and a complimentary beach cocktail party featuring house red, white, and sparkling wine and Fiji rum punch.
Hello.
So you're getting the welcome cocktail party where all the drinks are free.
So that's free. That's alcoholic though. Yeah, they're not mocktails.
They're all alcoholic on the opening cocktail party.
Okay.
Oh. Complimentary beach cocktail party.
Okay.
The buyout also includes a beachside seafood dinner and all resort activities, including snorkeling, sea kayaking, sailing, tennis, and nature walks.
Wow.
The resort will also set up private picnics of your choice of 11 white sand beaches as part of the package. Guests can also go on a number of resort excursions, including boat snorkel trips and a view of the traditional Fijian Meki performance and Lovo night and choir performance. Now, if you're ready to book, the complete buyout package is valid for travel through March 31st, 2022. So you've got plenty of time. Do we know 36 other people that we can invite?
Yes, we do.
We should so do that. It's $1,100.
Let's go.
Plus some, and it wouldn't be very much for airfares to get over to Fiji. It's not that far away from Australia.
Can we go?
We got up until March the 31st, 2022 to go.
All the
2 years to do it.
Let's go. We can put our pennies away every week for it.
$1,100 is pretty good.
Do you know what? I'm going to make you the organiser of that event. Just send me a link and I'll put the deposit in your account.
We'll put that right there. Because
is that real?
That is real. That's the we're going to do some more research on that. That is the Yasawa Island Resort and Spa in Fiji.
Right.
And you've got 11 white sandy beaches and a whole heap of fun.
Can you honestly please just put that aside?
You're serious, aren't you?
Yeah, very.
It's aside right now.
Okay.
We've got a whole heap more to get through, including a Back to the Future themed bar that's opened in Texas.
Okay. This is good. I want to talk to you about little boys, not like the human type.
Wow. This is a family podcast, mate. The Source with Sydney Daz, thanks to Byron Bay Peanut Butter. Stick around.
Hi, I'm Lane Beachley. When it comes to recycling, there aren't always easy answers. But when it comes to recycling printer cartridges, most Australians know what to do, thanks to Cartridges for Planet Ark. That's why we've already recycled 40 million cartridges, or enough to fill 80 Olympic swimming pools. To find your nearest cartridge collection box, or to order one for your workplace, search Cartridges for Planet Ark and get involved today.
This is The Source with Cindy and Daz.
Lunchtime almost, somewhere in the world.
Well, it's almost lunchtime here.
Yeah. An Australian woman has sparked a debate over the name of a popular product.
Okay, it's here we go. Interested now, yep.
She shared an image of cocktail Frankfurts with tomato sauce to social media.
That's what we're having for lunch today.
I know, you're really on it, aren't you?
Little cocktail Frankfurts with tomato sauce are the best. I'm going to get some for lunch.
What did you call them?
Little cocktail Frankfurts, frangers.
Well, the woman calls them Cheerios.
Well, aren't Cheerios chips?
I thought so, but her husband calls them mini Franks.
Hmm.
Others have named them red sausages, little boys, and mini Savoys.
Little boys have heard
now,
that one.
Now, I've heard all of these names except for Cheerios before. It appears to depend on where you grew up as to what you usually call them. Now, she says I call them little boys, but if you boil them, you know when you boil them way too much and they all break
open? They all open up, yeah.
She says they become little girls.
Wow.
I've never heard that before, ever.
Up until now.
Someone else says I call these mini Savoys, which is another name for a hot dog.
Yep.
Mini Savoys. I've heard.
I introduced you to battered Savs, which are battered Savoys. So it's a Savoy sausage with that batter around it. If you get one of those and they're that nice with salt on it from a fish and chips shop, you don't leave the shop.
Do you know that's a good hangover meal, that one?
Battered Sav?
Yeah, nice and fatty and stuff. Another person called them Little Red Boys.
Okay. This is inappropriate.
One lady said that as a child living in the 70s and 80s in New South Wales, her mother called them cocktail Franks as opposed to the larger Franks.
Yeah, I would remember them more as cocktail Frankfurts.
Why call them little boys? Now, when she brought her own children up in Queensland in the late 1990s and early 2000s, she noticed that they were called Cheerios.
I don't know where Cheerios has come from.
Cheerios is a breakfast cereal, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is weird. She says, I wasn't sure if it was a state or generational thing, she said. Others said that they'd heard them called footy franks on a popular Aussie sitcom, Kath and Kim, and continued to use it in their daily life.
That's wrong. The footy franks are
footy
longer.
Footy franks.
Yeah, they're almost like the size of a hot dog, footy franks.
Yeah, but they did. You actually, you're right. You are.
Because you can buy them, footy franks, in the supermarket.
The long hot dogs. Yeah, they're just a hot dog with skin on them.
That's all they are.
Yeah. But I do remember Kath and Kim calling them footy franks just because it would have fit the theme of the show. Yeah, that they were There were other terms like red hot lovers.
Okay, wow.
Red sausages, cocktail weenies, and little weenies.
Little weenies.
In the comments section, which were the more unusual suggestions. Cocktail frankfurts are made out of a finely textured meat, including pork seasoned with white pepper, garlic, and chili. There's no chili in them.
No.
Do you know what it is? Oh, it's all that crap fatty meat that no one wants.
It's the best, though.
Yeah.
We're having that for lunch. We're going to do a photo of it.
They're usually served at barbecues or part of larger platter plates along with cheese and different types of ham and lots of tomato sauce. They're also an absolute ripper at kids' parties as well. Whatever you call them, who cares? Just get them for lunch today.
I was going to say, the two occasions where you tend to find them the most are at kids' parties because they're very easy and kids love them anyway.
They love
and
them.
They're so cheap.
Yep.
And Australia Day.
Yes.
I don't think you're Australian, but we consider them an Aussie feast almost.
100%. Before we wrap this up, what do you call them?
Cocktail frankfurts.
You call them cocktail frankfurts and I call them little boys.
That's the kind of cocktail evenings that I go to. Cocktail
you
little
are
mini sausages.
Classy.
Now, back before COVID-19 threw a spanner in the bar scene, America had no shortage of unofficial entertainment themed watering holes. Now, from early examples like 2015's Will Ferrell-inspired establishment Stay Classy New York, which is no longer open, to more recent openings like a Lord of the Rings tribute pop-up in Chicago and a Dolly Parton nodding joint in Brooklyn. A nostalgic movie, TV, music theme can help get the word out about your new business.
Okay.
So they love it over there in the States. We don't do much of it over here, though, do we? We haven't probably got much to really base it on at the castle.
That's true, yeah.
Now, as the country tries to return to some level of normalcy, movie-themed bars are also apparently back in the mix, making a big comeback.
Okay.
Fort Worth, Texas has recently seen the opening of McFly's Pub, a Back to the Future-themed neighbourhood bar of 80s kids' dreams.
Okay.
I would so go there.
You would.
Evoking peak 1980s nostalgia, the bar takes its Back to the Future theme quite seriously with Instagrammable murals depicting the film's most iconic scenes, and Back to the Future references like lights made out of vintage suitcases, classic 80s arcades games, a vintage flight simulator, propellers in lieu of ceiling fans, and even a mannequin dressed like Marty McFly propped up on the bar's roof.
I love this.
Great Scott! The bar has a retro 50s interior and a lot of Back to the Future references, said Jay Wilkinson, a local artist who helped design the space.
Okay.
I love this. And some pictures I've seen already are fantastic. Now, as far as drinks are concerned, because I thought I might have been losing your attention there. The pub boasts 10 draft lines, which would be for our Aussie listeners just the beer.
Yep.
And 15 canned / bottled beers. But the real fun is the themed cocktails.
Okay.
Things like the gigawatt shot.
Yes.
Gigawatt shot. Gigawatt. Featuring a mix of blue Curacao tequila and Malibu rum, or the Great Scott, which is Johnny Walker Black with simple syrup, orange juice, lemons and limes.
Oh, yum, that sounds nice.
And speaking of Great Scott, McFly's even has got an encouraging video from actor Christopher Lloyd back in July saying, "Someday I just might pop in, so be careful," quipped Mr. Dr. Emmett Brown himself.
Oh.
So how cool is that? So I think it's great to be able to see that we are able to honour classic films. Like Back to the Future is in my top three all time.
Yes, it is.
It's about 12 in there.
But I was going to say you have about 20 in your top three, but...
But it was on the other night on TV, so what do? We turn it on and watch Back to the Future again for the 400th time because it is a classic.
You know what I love about businesses and, you know, smart people these days? Something in there caught my attention. Instagram themed murals.
I love that.
People are so smart because that's what's going to get your hashtags going and your marketing will sell itself. What?
I know, you just caught up with the whole theme thing, aren't you?
I love it.
Anything you can Instagram. Cindy and Daz on The Source, thanks to Byron Bay Penner. But I'm going to talk about really hot stuff. We're talking about food today, but if you love your really hot stuff.
You were looking at me when you said that.
I was trying not to make eye contact with you.
It became awkward very quickly.
I'm going to give you the food that you need to get into your gob.
Okay, all right, that sounds good to me. And I'm going to let you know the top 10 endangered baby names that have just been released as well. I wonder if yours is there. I don't know.
Most likely. Cindy and Daz on The Source, thanks to Byron Bay Penner Butter.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Source with Cindy and Daz, all the weird and wacky stuff you might have missed this week.
When you're naming your baby, it's been a while since you've done that.
Mm.
Most parents are looking for a name that's recognisable and easy enough to spell, unless you're a moron, I suppose. That's just my opinion.
There's a lot of morons out there right now that are giving kids ridiculous spelt names.
Yeah, well, that's so true. But you don't want them to be one of five Avas or Harrys in the class.
I'd rather have a Harry than a John that's J-H-O-N or something, just to confuse the poor kid.
With an E on the end.
Or Cindy, as in Lauper.
Oh, that's just stupid. Let's not go there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't use Oliver and Olivia, which according to the UK Office of National Statistics are still the most popular baby names in the UK and Wales as well at the moment. Oliver and Olivia.
So why would you name your whale Oliver? I don't understand that.
You're an idiot. Other names on the rise in Britain are Mabel, Dua, and Hudson, which are all now in the top 100 names. Hello, this is my child, don't know if it's a male or female, called Dua.
I don't mind Hudson. That's kind of cool. What's the first one? Mabel?
Mabel.
It's from the 1920s.
Isn't it? I love it.
Why is that making a comeback?
I don't Mabel. Know.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Luckily, UK Flower Service Flower Card found the top 10 baby names for boys and girls that are going extinct.
How would Flower Card become experts extinct baby names? I mean, they're saying that this is the top 10 list of people that receive flowers.
Possibly.
They would be an expert.
Well, they're sending flowers constantly to hospitals. So maybe they've done their research.
Congratulations on the birth of your daughter, Mua.
Dua.
Or Dua.
Dua.
Or Mua.
According to their research, the most endangered name is Kirsty, which has seen a 99.2% decrease in the last two decades. Only four babies were named Kirsty in 2019.
Bye, Kirsty.
See ya.
Have a nice life.
It was a...
Or don't have a life.
All right. So here we go. I'm going to give you the top 10 names of girls that are being that are now almost extinct.
Like the dinosaurs. Okay.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. Here come the girl dinosaurs. Kirsty is up there. Jordan is second.
Jordan?
Makes me sad. That's my son's name.
In the daughter's list?
Mm. Jordan's a girl.
Oh, okay.
Normally, actually, just
for Jordan makes the boys' list as well.
They've said doesn't. Yes, it does.
Not very popular at all.
But Jordan's spelling's wrong in the girls. See, Jordan, here you go, just for your information. Usually in a girl's spelling is J-O-R-D-Y-N.
Right.
Is a girl, yeah. Anyway, gotcha. Anyway. Shauna is heading out the door along with Shannon and Courtney. Just knocked something off. I was so excited about this that I've knocked a spanner. Yeah, I've actually thrown a spanner in the works.
There's a spanner in the works now.
Spanner's just fallen into my bag.
What's the spanner doing in the studio?
Courtney and Shannon, they're walking out the door with the spanner. Lauren, Gemma, Jody, Jade, and Natasha. See ya later.
Before we move on, can you just reach over and just pick up that spanner?
Why?
Because I want you to explain what this spanner looks like.
It's not a spanner.
Correct. What is it? What is it?
It is some type of...
It'd be a screwdriver,
it's
right?
It's a tool with a yellow hand black handle. It's a screwdriver. That's a very interesting screw. Anyway, right, there it goes.
Yeah, you've done that. We've got that. I couldn't let that go because I needed you to clarify what you knocked off the studio.
A screwdriver in the works. All right, in a shocking twist, Lauren was one of the most popular names in the year 2000, but has fallen out of our favour, going along with Courtney, Gemma and Shauna as well.
Okay, rightio. Shauna.
Now,
never mind Shauna.
Throw some screwdrivers in the works here.
Okay.
With boys' names, which are now, according to UK Flower Service Flower Card, going extinct.
Right.
Here we go.
Bye-bye, fellas.
See you later to Mitchell.
Oh, well, okay. Bye, okay. Mitch.
Catch you later. Kieran.
Mm.
See you, Kieran. Ross.
Yeah, well, a bit old. It's
gonna
a bit 90s.
Call baby Ross. Brandon is heading out the door, along with Craig. Ben, there's Jordan again.
Jordan again.
Callum, Kyle, and Scott.
See you, Scotty.
Scotty's gone. For the boys, Mitchell is at most risk of going extinct with only 21 babies wearing the handsome name last year. The name Kieran also saw the steepest decline, dropping from over 2,500 babies in the year 2000 to only 119 Kierans in 2019.
Wow.
So there's the names. If you want to be a little bit different, name your kids one of those names.
I was about to say exactly the same thing. Mm. Talk about being unique. Mm. And say, I love Mitchell. What a great name that is. I'm going with Mitch because there's nobody else is going to do it.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with Shauna. No, I'm not, because I don't even like
You'd probably
it.
Go with Jordan, wouldn't you?
I would go with Jordan, definitely.
You can't have another son and call him Jordan.
Well, or Shauna. That wouldn't work.
Why not?
Because it's a girl's name.
Well, these days.
I know. Well, I always go back to, just before we wrap this up, I always, as a kid's name, go back to Gwyneth Paltrow and the stupidity of naming her kid Apple.
That's right.
What a dick.
Wow.
Sorry.
We're able to get away with that on the podcast, not on the radio show.
Correct.
Now, if you're that one friend in the group who will, without fail, suggest fireball shots as soon as you hit the pub bar party or any kind of situation where shots can be involved, you'd be very happy to know there's a new treat hitting Sydney that'll allow you to make that call as early as morning tea.
Mm.
That treat, you ask?
Mm, I'm asking. What is that treat?
Fireball-infused donuts.
Like,
has that got you interested now?
Chili donut or something?
The spicy cinnamon hoon juice has collaborated with the team at Sydney's Donut Pappy to birth
right.
A fancy whiskey-infused donut called Fire in the Hole. And it looks delicious and day-destroying all in one little sweet snack.
This is
Fire in the Hole! That's what they say when they bring it out. Just wake my cat up.
Woke your cat up.
With a base donut slathered in butterscotch and whiskey infused glaze and a fireball icing drizzled on top. The tongue tingling treat is topped with another little donut ball, which has spices and fireball soaked apple rolled in busy cinnamon crumb and topped with spiced apple fireball glaze.
Oh.
That was one long sentence with a whole heap of tricky ones in there. If that's not enough to send you into full goblin mode at the end of the day, the whole devilish snack comes with a little pipette of straight fireballs so you can get away with a cheeky shot before the sun even sets.
Mm.
Now, we're not even sure if it's a good or bad thing, but if you might unleash some kind of spicy inner demon by having fireball before nightfall, but it sure sounds kind of delicious if you love the real hot stuff. Now, the special collab donuts from Fireball and Donut Pappy will be unleashed on Friday, September the 4th.
Yesterday, that was 2 days ago.
So it's been released.
From the time we recorded this, yeah.
For $8.50 a pop.
Okay, that's fair.
You can get your filthy hoon hands on them from Donut Pappy and Hustle and Flow Bar in Redfern, Surly's in Surry Hills, and Big Easy in Darlington. There you go. So just that on that one sentence again, just so you want to you know exactly what's on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. With a base donut slathered in butterscotch and whiskey-infused glaze and a fireball icing drizzled on top, the tongue-tingling treat is topped with another little donut ball, which has spices and fireball-soaked apple rolled in spizzy cinnamon crumb and topped with a spiced apple fireball glaze.
Okay.
I've knocked that out of the park twice. Did you notice that?
Twice, yeah. Oh, no one likes to show off.
Well, I could go a third time, but we're almost at the end of the podcast. So there you go. So if you really wanted to try something really hot, you love the fireball kind of stuff and you love your donuts, well, then this is the one for you. At $8.50 is probably worth the crack.
Really good value. Would you try it?
I probably would. It would be. I don't really like hot stuff, though.
I don't know if this is appropriate, but I'm just going to say it anyway. It just sounds like a whole bunch of regurgitated vomit. Sorry.
Apologies to Hustle and Flow Bar in Redfern, Surly's in Surry Hills and Big Easy in Darlington, because you're not going to get any customers now because Cindy from The Source is pretty much smashed it.
I want to clarify what I mean about that. I just feel like once it's all been like putting your gob and you've swallowed it and it's been digested, and if it did come back up, that's what it reminds me of.
The look on your face right now. Oh, boy, do you want to take a moment?
Yeah, I do.
Let's just go back and revisit the resort in Fiji. We'll do some research on that, because you might find us heading over there by 2022.
I feel like a cocktail, I'm not going
to
lie.
It might be the next time we get to travel overseas. Gives us 2 years. Hey, it's been fun again.
Always.
Now, you can pick up The Source via Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It's a whole lot of other platforms as well, whatever your favourite podcast podcasting platform is, or just a platform. And we couldn't do the show without our very good friends, Byron Bay Peanut Butter. Check them a like, check out their website and go and order something because they're doing online stuff all the time.
It's so yummy.
Very creative. We'll catch you next week.
I'm going to go and have a mini Savaloy.
Have fun.
See ya.
See ya.
Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of The Source with Cindy and Daz, thanks to Byron Bay Peanut Butter. For more episodes, head to extrabutter.com.au.